Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PACC Radio, your host,
Rochelle Post,
and Dominic Salvucci.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to PAECT Radio. I'm Dominic Salvucci. Rochelle Poth is on assignment tonight. She may join us a little bit later. We have two special guests tonight. South Central Regional Director. Oh, I have someone calling in, maybe. Hold on a second. Nope, sorry about that. Mr. Eric Verno and Ms. Brooke Malartrick from the Southeast Region, Regional Director. How are you two tonight?
Doing well, enjoying this lovely, finally cold weather.
Doing great.
It is brutally cold out here in Western PA. This is our night before two-hour delay episode. My daughter's happy.
Ooh.
I'm happy.
2 hour delay. Fun for you.
Yeah. Reason why we had the show, we have a new PAECT learning series going on, connected learning series, and I was hoping you two could give the members and whoever else would be interested in this some information on it. So the series starts this Wednesday, January 20th at 7:30 p.m., our connected learner series. Whoever would like to start talking about the topic specifically for this, and then as the Connected Learning Series evolves and continues on, if you guys would like to talk some more about that.
Sure.
If the members would really like to hear about this.
I don't mind kicking it off.
Yeah, go ahead.
So our Connected Learner Series, I guess we started a little bit of it last year. We were trying Hangouts on Air, and we really found value in connecting members across all of PACT. So not just having, you know, a regional event, but, you know, taking it virtually allowed anybody to join, and even actually beyond our state. So we had people across the state and actually someone in Georgia developing connections and sharing different ideas, and we wanted to identify topics that were of interest to our members. So I guess back in the spring, maybe, or maybe the fall, we sent out a survey to members and asked what topics that people were interested in. And the ones that are listed in our series are the ones that rose to the top. So Hour of Code for January, we thought would be appropriate since a lot of people participated in it in December and want to know, well, how do I take these concepts and how do I bring them into my curriculum so it's not just a one-time episode? So we have our February topic is makerspaces, which will be just in time for PNC because we're actually going to have a makerspace there that people can visit. In March, we're talking about Genius Hour. April, digital citizenship, and May are blended and flipped learning. So those are all topics that our members wanted to discuss, and what better way to discuss them than face-to-face in a platform like Zoom that allows you to interact with each other and share screens and share ideas. Because we know that our members are, you know, what makes PAECT so valuable. So, and I know Eric will be able to talk more about the Zoom platform and why we chose it and how it works. But that's how the topics were identified, and, you know, that's where we're starting.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why we won't be looking at Zoom and the features it offers, we're going to have multiple people being able to call in. And even if they can't sit in front of their computer, they can come from any device. They can make phone calls in. And to have that interaction for people who want to take over the screens and show it, everything that's going to be occurring is going to be recorded. So we'll have it up on the website. So as you go to the PACT.org website, you log in with your information. If you weren't able to make that evening, you'll be able to watch the video and see what's going on. And it's going to be exciting not only for those teachers who've done activities for Hour of Code, it's going to be exciting for those teachers who weren't sure what it was. Now they can hear different examples of what was done, how it was incorporated, how it was integrated into their curriculum. But then they'll also be able to hear how some teachers have actually stretched it, how they're still using it, you know, how they're doing little pockets of activities or what has it led to, you know, because there's so many avenues of the hour code was such an exciting thing that it just hasn't stopped in a lot of districts. So it's really cool.
Well, that's neat. Now, with these events, the connected learning events, are they going to be like a certain day every month, a certain time, like a set time, or are we going to vary these? How's that going to work?
They're currently scheduled for Wednesday evenings, so they are added to the PAECT calendar, which is embedded on PAECT.org. You can also find all of the dates by clicking on the PAECT Connected Learner Series PDF, which is on the front page of our website. So those are two ways to find out the dates. And we chose 7:30, but, you know, of course, if, you know, feedback from members is that the time isn't good, I think we're always willing to accommodate and adjust for everyone. So we'll kick it off and see how it goes.
And
one of the great
nice
things is this was, I was going to say, this
go
was
ahead.
Kind of birthed through the members and their desire to connect and do these. So, you know, definitely want to have their input as to whether they think the times are good and all that, and that flexibility. So that's another exciting thing. It wasn't the directors down. It was from the whole community up that's building this. So that's another great thing about it.
Absolutely.
I like the fact that these are going to be archived on PAECT.org. So if you're not available the night of the broadcast, you can go back and catch what happened, which is nice. And hopefully, as we work this out, before each learning event, we'll have a preview of you guys on, whoever's working with that night, that event. Come on, discuss it, maybe do an after show, get some feedback from some of the people, members, and other participants who were there, you know, online, and people have listened to it archived, and get some feedback and get some discussions going.
Yeah, and speaking of that, too, as Brooke, you know, kind of made mention to what the different themes and what we're having coming up, we are looking for people who may have, you know, a high interest in that area, or they're doing things, because we are looking for people to lead these. And again, it's a community build on its way up. So, you know, we're not necessarily saying it has to be one of your regional directors. It could be somebody who's a member of PAECT. Contact your regional director if you are interested.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Eric, because I feel like during this Connected Learner series, we're going to have some people on who are attending who just want to sit back and want to learn and may not want to participate, but just kind of want to watch. And then there's going to be other people who have lots to share. So we really, you know, we need a combination of both, and especially those who can share experiences from different grade levels, from different schools, that will really add value to the resources that are shared.
Definitely. And one place you'll be able to check out all the different events that are going on is we have the P&C coming up. And I know we're going to have all sorts of information on all the different programs that, you know, PAECT is going to be, you know, running throughout the year. So that's going to be a great place to find the table and get the information there if you're attending the conference.
Absolutely. We've got great things coming up. We have a book study. We have grant opportunities. So all that information is forthcoming to members and will definitely be on display and provided at P&C.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live from P&C. There's a lot of member events going on at P&C. So if you're going to be out that way in Hershey, please stop by. And I know in Southwest, I've sent out several blasts. I know we're looking for members to, you know, get input from them, help out with different events, and become more member-driven. Eric, I know at the last meeting up at State College, you were talking about the same thing. And Brooke, I know mm-hmm. Southeast is very member-driven. You have a lot going on out there.
Yep. You got it.
And that's where you build excitement. That's, you know, by having that strong base, you know, makes any organization, any program great. So, you know, encouraging that and you know, doing what we can to facilitate that, to help all of our members to be able to share their skills and talents. That's what it's all about, and that's going to make us all better.
Very well put, Eric.
So I see there's a coffee meetup. I'm kind of interested in coffee. What do you have going on, Dom?
We've been trying to get these coffee meetups going around the Southwest region. We've talked about them for a while. We've had several of them. I know the other regions are having them also. Rochelle Poth, because Southwest region goes from the Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania border out to Somerset, PA, and almost up to Altoona, and I'm midway up the western part of the state. So we kind of juggle between Z, Rochelle, and myself. We kind of juggle the locations. This one is going to be in Greensburg for the people that are almost in your region, Eric, if you wouldn't mind sending out a shout to your people. Saturday, January 30th, 10:30 to 12. If you're there a little sooner, there a little later, doesn't matter. We'll be Rochelle will be out there at Starbucks at 5124 Route 30 in Greensburg. We've had several of these, and people seem to like them, and we're trying to scatter them around the region, and I've encouraged members, even if I can't make it or Rochelle or Z can't make it, if you're interested in doing something in the region like this, let me know, and we'll try and get it moving and have it come to fruition. It's just a good way to get people meeting face-to-face and get the connections going. A lot of people work, you know, meet each other at various conferences, been keystones together. We see each other maybe once or twice a year, but this is a way to kind of get people together outside of a conference, have a cup of coffee and relax, talk over some things, see how things are going. So we're trying to get that going in the Southwest.
That's great. I went to a few coffee meetups that were held by different groups over in ISTE over the summer, and I thought that was a great time just to sit back and you're having a cup of coffee and just relaxing and talking. And that Saturday morning sounds like it's a real good time for him, so that's pretty cool.
Any other events going on in the other regions you would like to mention?
We are currently planning our spring open house in the Southeast region, so that's an event that we have annually, and we usually hold it after PMC because a lot of new members join in Hershey and we want to let them know, you know, what our region is all about. So we had a lot of new members from Young Innovators Fair, and it'll be a great chance to meet in March, just meet other members. Usually we have a lot of round tables, different topics going on, hands-on exploration of some different tools. So we're in the process of choosing a date, and that information will be available at PNC.
Cool.
One thing going on in the South Central area in April, we'll be having a meetup in York, Pennsylvania. Downtown York, we'll be getting together and doing one of our meetups there. And one thing all the regions have going on is, we mentioned PNC, and we're going to have a meeting of all six regions during one of the evenings there. So that's something to look forward to for some people that need some things to do in the evening at PNC.
PNC is a very busy conference. I love it. It's dynamic. You get to see people from around the state that I don't normally get to see, share ideas, come back with a ton of new things, try out my classroom, see how things go. It's a great conference to attend.
And make sure to hit up the PAECT banquet if you're a member. I know some people were having issues that they paid for their PNC tickets and forgot about the PAECT banquet and weren't able to go back. And I think last week we were told that was all cleared up. So if you've already paid for your tickets, forgot about the banquet, go back on. I believe, is that Monday night or Tuesday night? Do you guys know when the
Monday night.
Monday night
banquet. And, yeah, you definitely want to make that.
Yeah, it's a very good, very good time.
Also, want to remind blast coming out.
Yeah, check your email for a blast coming from PAECT. Don't forget to check the Educational Technology Today email that comes out. It's a great between NiceGate and PAECT educational, almost like online magazine blast that comes out to members. Check it out. Click through it. There's articles from the different regions. Things going on in New York, going on around the state of Pennsylvania, and just some nice articles on ed tech and things going on within the districts and the states. It's a good way to keep informed as to what's going on in education today. So check that out.
Definitely.
Tonight's pretty much a short show. I don't know how much more we have going on. But like I said, check is some of the stuff we're not quite ready to. Let's throw a little tease out there. There's going to be a lot of changes, as Eric mentioned earlier. A lot of changes coming through PAECT this year. Really trying to get members involved. Please check your email. Keep checking. Make sure. And if for some reason you're not getting emails, please email us. Southwest@PAECT.org, SouthCentral@PAECT.org, or Southeast@PAECT.org. If you're in a different region, just type in whatever region you're in at PAECT.org. Let your regional director know that you're not getting the emails, and we will rectify that as soon as we can.
Definitely.
That's good.
Oh, quick question from one of my members. Logged in as Propel Pick Karen. Shout out to Joe Oliphant. He's having trouble on the sound on his computer hearing the show, but he wanted to pose a question. How are administrators in Pennsylvania connecting? We are bringing more administrators into PAECT, and I know there's events going on throughout the state trying to bring them into through the various aspects, little co-organizations within PAECT to get them connected. Any other information if you guys would like to talk about?
Well, that was actually brought up at our last meetup in the South Central region. And so one thing we're going to be doing in that April time in York is we're going to focus on everyone bring one, is usually bring a teacher that, you know, that isn't a part of PAECT. But on this meetup, the goal is the bring one is going to be asking one of your administrators to come to the meetup and just to see what's going on and hear what's going on around the area. I know in our area, it seems like a lot of districts kind of, you know, keep to themselves and think what they're doing is the best, and they don't always look outside. And that's one of the benefits of PAECT. You get to hear all the great things that all school districts are doing. Take the ideas that are going to work for you, or if a group said, hey, we tried this, it didn't work, I'm not going to make that mistake again. Why am I going to go down that rabbit hole? I'm going to focus on something else. So our goal is to really try to invite a lot of administrators and bring them out to the events.
I know I met Joe through Keystones. One of the teachers that worked in his district was a Keystone. We were roommates. Ryan and I were roommates. And then that's how I met Justin and Joe and coming in contact with them. And he was wondering about adding a level of administrators to Keystones, which would probably be a discussion for another show. But sure, if you're a member, please, you know, get your administrators involved in PAECT. Get them connected, because I know from back to my CFF coaching days, you know, the teachers that are involved in these organizations buy into what's going on in the classroom and the need to, you know, run the best practices and connect. It's just a matter of getting the school board members and administrators involved so they see the need, and they're the ones that, you know, give us permission to make it happen. So as a member, if you want to bring an administrator into the fold, get them connected with us, school board members, you know, adding people to the discussion is always a good thing.
Most definitely on that.
So that's pretty much what I have going on my end, going through our agenda. Don't have too much more, but we'd like to thank the sponsors who helped make this happen. CDWG, Edmentum, EduSpire, and EduPlanet 21. They help PAECT out tremendously with their support and help us have the various events around the state, along with the members who are active.
Yeah,
anyone else have
anything
for the good of the cause? Yes. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Yay,
nay.
That's it. No, we're good.
Okay, hopefully sometime in the next couple weeks we can have, and we'll put it out there through Twitter and email blast, that you know, we'll have a wrap-up show, kind of revisit the Connected Learning series that starts on Wednesday and have a little review, go over what happened, the discussions. Hopefully have some people call in. And like I said, connected, look for the blast on the Connected Learning Series. It already went out once. If you didn't get the email, please let one of the regional directors know. It's January 20th. It starts at 7:30 p.m. Hour of Code Extension. I'm looking forward to participating in that because my students want to continue Hour of Code. They want to do it every week. I don't know if we could pull off every week with the meetings and such we have after school. But, you know, we'll try and get a couple events going every month throughout the rest of the year and have them going. So I'm interested in seeing how this goes and see what other people are doing. So if you didn't get the email on how to connect, please let one of the regional directors know, and we will get it back out to you. For PACT Radio, this is Dom Salvucci. Have a good night. Eric, Brooke, please say good night to everybody, and hope to talk to you in the next week or so. Let you know how everything went.
All right. Have a great night. Hope to see
good
you
night.
Guys Wednesday.
Hope to see you Wednesday.
All right.
All right. Take care. Bye.